to The Fulfilled Accountant, the podcast that teaches you how to actually enjoy your work as an accounting or finance professional and have a life. Learn the tools to live with less stress and feel fulfilled, happy, and valuable, while also creating the success you desire in your career. If you're finished playing the game by outdated rules, you're in the right place. I'm your host, former accountant and multi-passionate entrepreneur turned life coach, Sarah Nemacek. I want to start today by celebrating that we are one full year into this podcast. I knew I had started it sometime in April last year, but I didn't realize it was at the beginning of the month, so it snuck up on me. Anyway, if you have been listening for a while, or even if you just found this podcast and you're enjoying it, help me celebrate today by sharing it with other people that you think would enjoy it, or by leaving a review, or heck, do both. I would love to share your review in upcoming episodes. Today, I want to talk about creating more control in your life. Whether that's control over your happiness, your finances, your vacations, your relationships, your career path, your business results, or your health. So many of my clients talk about wanting more control or feeling out of control in some or several parts of their lives, and they describe it as one of the primary things they want to change. In this episode, I'm going to give you some very actionable ways to create more control in your life, starting right now. And here is why this conversation is so important to have. Think about something that you want to change in your life right now. Maybe you wish you could work less than 50 hours a week, get the same amount of work done, and get paid the same. Maybe you want a promotion or more recognition at work. Maybe you want to take a fancy vacation that seems way out of reach right now. Whatever it is, do you say things like, "That would be nice to have someone recognize my effort," or "I wish I could have that raise," or "Hope that vacation works out"? All of those sound like fairly positive thinking, right? I hope this, I wish that, that would be nice. All these nice sounding words. But how do you actually feel when you think that way? Do you feel like you're in control of the results? Or do you feel like the control is out of your hands? Wishing for things does not make them happen. And what we're talking about today will actually help you create more control and create the results that you want so that you stop sitting around wishing and hoping that someday it might just work out, maybe. So you see, control is a feeling. It's not a factual, objective circumstance. There's actually very little you can factually control in life. But you can create tons of feelings of control by focusing on what and how you think. That's what we're focusing on here. The things you can control and how to control them so that you feel greater satisfaction in your life. I go through constant cycles with feeling in control and not in control. And I want to share my brain's most recent wake-up call, if you will, and how I worked through it. Like several of us, I enjoy a good scroll through the socials most days. But my husband is not on Instagram or Facebook. I think he's on Reddit. Anyway, I feel the need to help him experience life more fully by saving posts and sending him screenshots of random funny or interesting things that I find. He really appreciates it, I'm sure. One such post was this quote on Instagram from IM30AF, which I think was a repost from Emily Murnane, and it read, "I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want. And yet here I am just doing laundry and eating salads and taking antidepressants and flossing my teeth and going on little walks like an idiot." And that really spoke to me. The description of her life sounds so mundane. It just hit me with how easily and how pervasively we can slip into thinking we don't have control over our own lives. We're adults and we're just doing all these little things, calling it life. And for a lot of us, feeling kind of miserable about it. To be honest, I actually enjoy most of my mundane little things about my life, and I work kind of hard to keep it that way. I like having a very simple life. I don't want a lot of distractions. It works for me. But this post reminded me about why we feel unhappy or unsatisfied in our lives. It reminded me that I myself had slipped into some of those out of control feelings in my life. And so I decided to take action on it using the steps that I'm going to share with you shortly. Your dissatisfaction isn't because the circumstances of your life itself are factually bad, boring, or wrong. It's because you're thinking something is missing or wrong. One person can be 100% in love with their simple life, like me. And someone else thrives with constant new stimulus and would be absolutely miserable with the kind of life that I like to live. For most people, a large element of satisfaction in life and work comes from how much we feel in control of what happens and how, regardless of what the actual things we control might be. So how do you create control in your life? What does it look like in practice? And how can it really change your life? First, creating control in your life starts with some awareness of what's going on in your brain and with your feelings. When you feel out of control, you're thinking you don't have power in whatever situation you're struggling with. For example, if you feel out of control with your finances, it's because you don't believe you can control them. You don't see how you are making every choice about how you create, spend, save, or invest. If you slow yourself down and really look at each dollar, you'll see that you could technically choose to do something different. You could choose not to pay a bill this month, to not go out to dinner, to rent versus buy a car or a house, to take a different job, raise your prices, make more offers. I want you to identify exactly where you feel out of control in your life and ask yourself new questions about it. Instead of what's wrong with me, why am I so bad with money, why can't I get out of this hole, why can't I get that promotion, why me, why is the world so terrible, ask these kinds of questions. What are the actual facts of where I am right now? If it's money, ask questions like, how much money do I have in my accounts? What is my income? How much did I spend and on what? And the more general questions, why am I in this place right now? What is good about being here? What did I choose that got me this set of facts? What did I not choose? While this tends to be an uncomfortable exercise when you're not happy with where you are, it's very insightful and it shows you that you do actually have a lot more control than you thought. You can also use this to figure out how you got the results you do like, and then that might be a little more comfortable. So using my example from earlier, where I saw the post about a mundane sounding life, I took stock of my life and I realized that I loved most aspects of my life, actually. I liked most of my mundane things. The only thing missing was some adventures. I was feeling stuck in the house. I wasn't actually trapped by finances, my husband's schedule, or even winter. I was just actively not choosing to plan and take a little adventure away from home. Second step, now that you're clear on where you are factually, you've taken a bit of the story and the drama out of it, you can decide what you would like instead. Usually when we're dissatisfied and feeling out of control, we've been very vague about what we want instead. We simply believe that wherever we are now is not good enough because we aren't happy. Is there an amount of money you want, a job title, a number of clients, a location and activities you want to do on a vacation? Decide a specific goal. And why do you want that goal? What will it mean for you? How will you feel when you have it? For me, I decided a mini vacation was in store. I saw the post on a Thursday, the one that I read to you, and before we went to sleep that night, we had planned a 3-day trip to a national park that none of us had been to before. We knew that our why was that we wanted a family trip to shake up our routine and focus on something other than our usual daily patterns and work. And we defined the success of this goal would be us leaving home for 2 nights and experiencing whatever happened with open curiosity and fun. Finally, once you've decided what you want and why, you need to also commit to your decision and define what you can control. This is actually kind of a cycle or a loop of feelings here, because when you decide something, it's very easy to not commit to following through if you don't feel in control, which kind of brings us back to the beginning, right? Why would you commit to and work hard on something over which results you don't believe you have control? The answer is that you let go of trying to control the result in an exact way. Because yes, of course you don't want to commit to something that you don't have control over, because you have no idea what's going to happen and that feels terrible. But if you let go of exactly how the result has to look and how you get to the result, you have so much more control along the way. You can decide what the result is that you want in terms that you can control, so that no matter what result happens, you can enjoy it and enjoy the process getting there. In the case of my trip, we almost canceled, actually, when we found out that most areas of the park that we wanted to visit were closed for snow. We didn't know if we would even get to go in the park. Instead, we decided, let's do it anyway. We're going to book a trip, stay in a city near enough to our desired destination so that we can go, find out in person what's happening. We would have fun with what was available, and we made a list of several alternative options. If snow was a problem there, there were other things nearby that didn't have snow, and they would be just as exciting. Then we actually left the next day, and we had the best weekend. The goal park ended up being open, but very minimally. And we loved every minute of it. And now we know that we can go next winter with all the snow, and we can have even more fun because we will bring our cross-country skis and snowshoes. Side note, I have never done them, but I'm really excited to try them. And even better, we've already booked another adventure for later this month to a different destination because we have now learned about ourselves that we do have control. This is a part of our lives over which we can exercise control. We are not at the mercy of needing more time or needing more money or needing a different job or needing to change a schedule. We actually just needed to decide and do the thing and commit. So we have committed to actually traveling instead of just wishing that we were people who went on fun trips. To recap, the steps to creating more control in your life are to start with awareness about your facts, your stories about those facts, and how you feel about the stories. Because taking the drama out of things is how you get moving. The second step is to decide on a specific goal or thing that you want to create and know your why for creating it. And finally, you want to commit to what you've decided and take action no matter what. And to make all of that easier, you get to define all of the things along the way. The more you define things in your own terms, the more control you create for yourself. And listen, as an adult, you truly have all the control. Do you probably need to make some money, eat some food, brush your teeth? Those are all things that will likely lead to maybe an easier life or pleasant in certain ways, but you get to choose every aspect of how you do those things. Or you can even choose not to do those things. Like you are always choosing them. You just don't notice it. And that's the power here. Simply noticing and acknowledging where you have control over your choices in life will change how you experience everything each day. Every time you feel out of control, walk through these steps and see how your perception changes. Now go out there and have a great control-filled week. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to come back for more each week to keep your brain operating at its highest level so you can enjoy your accounting and finance career while also having a life you love. Want even more tips on living a life you love while feeling less stressed and more fulfilled in your accounting and finance work? Get on my email list where I share new perspectives every week. Seriously, I think you'll enjoy these emails. Sign up at the link in the show notes or by visiting my website at sarahnemecek.com.